Blog Talk Radio.
Introduce you to my co-host. My name is Ian Eisenberg, and along with me is Jay Logan. Let me press this button and say, hello, Jay. How are you today?
I am doing great out in this rainy, rainy California. Very rainy out here.
Just like last week.
Yeah, a little bit more, though. You know, I guess, I don't know, if maybe something blowing in from Japan, maybe. I don't know. You know, give our condolence and our heart over there. We're on the West Coast, and all that wind and storm is coming towards California.
Yes, I mean, it's been very wintry here in New York, even though it's officially spring. Like, it's a beautiful sunny day, like our last show on Friday, except for there's a little bit of snow on the ground. It snowed yesterday. I mean, most of the snow's gone, but it was an experience. I mean, this is the end of March. We're heading towards spring. The Major League Baseball season starts exactly 1 week from today. And while my beloved Yankees will be playing, I will be here on this show, Parents Kids Music. But this week we're here, and it's beautiful. And, Jay, what a great show we have today. You know, Parents Kids Music is a program that Jay and I have been hosting since last August, where we talk about the relationships people have when it comes to music on the family level, and where the influences come from parents to child, to child becoming a parent, to becoming a child, and how music has brought people together as families. Okay, so Jay, so what kind of musical developments have you discovered over the last week?
Well, I've been over here. We have one great thing that we have found. It's a great talent. Her name is Natalie Orkery, and she's from Britain's Got Talent, and she's a singer, and you can go to her website, www.natalieorkery.co.uk, and this girl is fantastic. She was a semi-finalist, but I liked her. Simon Cowell didn't like her. But if you get a chance, you should check her out. She's good. She's good. So get a chance. I've had a kid of the week. And that's a kid of the week. And if you get a chance, check her out. And you guys out there, tell us what you think. You can also see her. You can also go to Wikipedia, and you can see Natalie Oakwood there also.
So you said Simon Cowell did not like her?
She's like 10 years old. She sung some of, he didn't like her that much. But she's 10 years old, man, come on. Yeah, 10 years old.
But did you hear who Simon Cowell did publicly say he liked this week?
No, I heard something about he was trying to get Mariah Carey to be a judge, but she's pregnant, and he actually knocked on her door. I heard something like that. He knocked on her door, went to her house.
Interesting. I mean, to get people for the X Factor. But that's not what I was implying. I was implying that Simon Cowell has given his seal of approval to Rebecca Black.
What?
Yeah. Because remember last week at our show, there was somewhere between 13 and 16 million hits for the video. It's now hit 30 million. Something
wow.
is going on there. I mean, the girl has been on The Tonight Show. She's been on, Conan O'Brien did a parody video about Thursday. Like that, like it's like that flavor, that 15 minutes of fame is being extended for a few more minutes. But wow, it's like the talent or lack thereof of someone. To the fact that Simon Cowell, one of like the biggest like music critics, who's really famous for like more famous for rejecting talent than accepting it, gave her the seal of approval. I'm like, so did Lady Gaga.
Right.
Crazy.
Wow. Well, he didn't like Natalie Orcra. He didn't like her that much. She should be like 12 years old coming this year. And he didn't like her. But he likes the Rebecca Black. Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. That absolutely is. So, just so you know, everyone, we still have a few more minutes to enter our giveaway. As today, on this show, Jay and I are going to be giving away one $25 iTunes gift card to one of our fans on our Facebook fan page. You can sign up and become a fan at facebook.com/parentskidsmusic. That's facebook.com/parentskidsmusic. So Jay, I know you mentioned last week about the Black Eyed Peas. Like, if you already own that album and you won the gift card, what would you buy?
Well, I have the album, but I say, you know what? I would probably right now. I'm leaning towards. I would say. You got me stumped on that one, Ian, but I'm going to come back on you. I would probably buy CeeLo Green. I'll buy CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green, talk about someone who has had a career.
I heard his album is good.
I mean, the fact is that I still remember a decade ago when I was working for this film production company that did a lot of EPKs and music videos, and just heard about this guy CeeLo and really didn't pay attention until a few years later when he was working with Danger Mouse with Marles Barkley.
Wow.
I think it was Marles Barkley, without a doubt. I mean, working with this guy who basically his claim to fame and the thing that made him famous and becoming a legitimate producer was by taking Jay-Z's Black Album, mixing it with the Beatles' White Album to create the Grey Album. And there were no copyrights. Many copyrights were infringed, but the talent and the buzz was clear that he's worked with artists like CeeLo Green to the fact where his gigantic hit, which is not a family friendly hit, I mean, there's been Forget You, the cleaner version, was just like blew up last summer.
Right, it was such a great song.
Absolutely.
I heard his CD was great also.
I can't tell you the last time I bought a CD. I mean, I've downloaded albums on iTunes and through other music services, but wow. Maybe I'll put on a CeeLo Green station on Pandora after the show, perhaps, and see what I've been missing.
Right. Okay. Well, we need to, maybe that'd be good. That'd be good to do that.
Excellent. This is going to be the final reminder, everybody, for entering the contest. It is facebook.com/parentskidsmusic. Become a fan on our fan page. And then after we speak to our first guest, we're going to be randomly picking a winner. And we will do that. But you've still got some time. So in the meantime, let's get us closer and closer to this contest. I'm going to be bringing on our first guest right now. His name is Sheldon, and he is on. Hi, Sheldon. You're on with Ian and Jay on Parents Kids Music.
Hey there. How are you doing, guys?
Hello.
Excellent. Thanks for calling in today.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. And if you had an iTunes gift card right now, what would you buy?
I'd go out and buy some CeeLo Green, actually. Why not? I'm a big fan. I like what he's done. I thought Crazy was a huge, smashing, hooky success. And I think
yeah.
he's done it again with FU.
Forget the clean version.
Yeah, the brilliant collaboration with Gnarls Barkley, you know, and I think Gnarls Barkley has done some remarkable stuff. You know, I would try to explore and spend it on some stuff that I'm not that familiar with, and, you know, I would definitely be digging a little bit to see what I could find. But, yeah, CeeLo's great, and I don't know that I would pick up any Rebecca Black. I saw the video just like everybody else did. I can't say that I'm impressed either musically or anything else. It's very packaged. It's very contrived. It's very, you know, created to really reach exactly the right market at the right time. So, you know, I mean, I guess I can say that that was very well done, and I commend the people behind that project for doing it that way. But as an artist, maybe not so much. That's my take on Rebecca Green. But anyway, I'm happy to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about today.
Wait, Rebecca Black and CeeLo Green got married? Now she's Rebecca
Oh, did
Green.
I say Rebecca Green? Yeah, Rebecca Black. That, wouldn't that be funny? Then she would be Rebecca Green Black or Black Green.
Oh, sounds like a box of Crayolas to me.
If she collaborated with CeeLo, I'm sure they would do something really interesting. So, anyway, yeah, I'm glad that Simon Cowell likes her. Yeah, it's very interesting to hear that Simon Cowell is getting behind that project. So,
very interesting.
How can you not when there's 30 million hits on YouTube?
Well, it seems like artists with the color names are successful. Like, you got Rebecca Black, you got James Brown, you got CeeLo Green. You know, I might change my name to Jay Blue or something, you know.
Maybe there should be a compilation album of all artists with colors for their last name. And they should all contribute a track. And we'll go right through the, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, right down the colors of the... Rainbow.
Spectrum. Like maybe there's someone whose last name is Magneta or Turquoise or like maybe Crayola could be a sponsor.
DJ Violet or something. Or I'm sure there's one out there.
Yes, I'm sure there is. DJ Violet, if you're listening, please call us. We want to acknowledge your existence. It's like you have, like, for example, Jack White from the White Stripes. His last name by birth was not White, but his wife, when he married Meg White, he took her last name, and after they got divorced, he kept that name. I mean, it's like he married it's like going the other way around and acquiring a color through marriage.
That's cool. I dig that. That's girl power. I like that. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, and Jack
yeah.
White obviously should qualify to contribute. You know, I think he definitely is enough of a talent that, you know, he could be invited to be on this project. So
he could play on every track,
anyway.
Play a different instrument on each track.
Right.
Yeah. So the show is parents, kids, music. So I'd like to hear about. Let's start with the kids part where. You yourself, when you grew up, like, what were your musical influences?
Okay, well, first, let me preface this.
Sure.
I myself am a musician. I am a piano player, a songwriter, a singer, and mostly a recording producer. I work with a lot of different artists in the studio, some well-known, some not so well-known. So my life is consumed with music on a daily basis. So that's just to preface a little bit about who I am. I grew up on Long Island. My parents my dad especially was very musical, very into music anyway, had a huge record collection, mostly classical. So in the house, I was listening to a lot of classical music growing up, and I took piano lessons from a very young age, playing classical piano repertoire, and was greatly encouraged by my parents, both my parents, to practice and play and perform, and really took up classical music to a great extent. So much so that when I graduated high school, I went to a music conservatory and studied classical piano there for a number of years, the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore. So I would have to say that, you know, my parents played a tremendous role in influencing me and guiding me and giving me the freedom to pursue music and be a musician, which is both good and bad, by the way. But good because obviously music is an incredibly enriching experience in our lives, and it's been a great way to communicate and to share and to open emotions and all of that. But not so good because, as we all know, the music business has not done very well in the last decade or even more, and that has been a difficult process. So, but I really have to say that I've been very lucky, and I've been able to work with great musicians, and you know, and I really have my parents to thank for getting me involved in music in the first place. So I'm obviously still very involved in music, and I still, you know, turn to my parents very often, my dad especially, when it comes to classical music. And, you know, he's very knowledgeable and has a great understanding of the repertoire, although he never actually studied. Neither of my parents are actually musicians. My dad dabbled in playing the piano a little bit, but they were never actual musicians. And I think what they really wanted was to see me thrive and succeed as a musician, which I've managed to do. And then, you know, now I'm a father. I have two boys. One is 13 and the other is 7. And they're both musical, the older one more musical than the younger, I would say, at least at this point. Also, my older boy has Down syndrome, which has been a very interesting experience because the challenges of his growing up and education and all of that have been there, but it's been a greatly rewarding experience to share music with him, and he's very, very musical. And one of the things that we do is we spend time together in the studio making music and making songs. He's been doing this with me since he was a very small child, and that's been a greatly rewarding experience for him, and I think he's learning a lot by it, and he's able to express himself musically. And in fact, we're looking to get him involved over the summer in a music program. He also plays the drums. He has an electronic drum kit from Yamaha that he plays all the time, and he's getting better and better at it. So, it's a very big part of our lives, and it's something that I can really share with him. The younger one appreciates music. His name is Sammy. The older one is Isaac. The little one is really into music, likes to listen a lot. I haven't seen him really try and play very much, maybe a little percussion here and there, and he's played around with the guitar, but I'd like to start getting him more seriously involved in playing music as well. So that's basically the whole story, you know, from where I came from and, you know, what I'm doing with my children musically. But I like to share with them all of my musical experience, or as much as my of a musical experience as I can. It enriches all of our lives. I feel like I've been talking for a while, but I was wondering if you might have any questions or if there's anything you'd like to know.
Well, we do have questions. One question is that the 13-year-old, is he trying to be a producer like his dad?
You know, that's a very good question, and the answer is yes, most definitely. He emulates me in a very kind of clever way. He watches what I do in the studio and how I work with artists, And, you know, he comes in and he opens up the Pro Tools on the computer, and he's actually getting pretty good at it. And, you know, he sees what I do, and he's very good at, you know, in his own way and putting his own spin on it, both musically and technically. You know, he very much wants to do what I do, and it's really very endearing. And, you know, pretty much any time I get up from my work on the computer and walk out of the room for more than, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, when I come back in the room, he's there in front of the computer with a completely different file open and pulling sounds from all over the place and creating loops and overdubbing himself, doing vocals and whatnot. And I usually have to then kick him out to get back to my own work.
Does he understand any of the engineering things? Like, I can share with our audience, some engineers, what they do, they shelve EQ. Is he understanding shelving of EQ yet? Or
Yeah, he is starting to learn what the various processes are, you know, with the plugins and stuff. He's especially keen on, you know, effects like reverb and delay. Much to my chagrin, he's got auto-tune all figured out. He's getting, it's kind of funny, he is learning what these various plugins and processes do. You know, he's very smart, very clever when it comes to this stuff, and he really has a good ear. You know, and I mean, it's like I have a catalog of tracks that he's basically, you know, written and produced with me over the years, some of which is really very innovative and very creative and experimental and interesting. He really is. He gets it. He's starting to get it more and more every day, which, you know, I think is fascinating.
Wow. That's good. So when did he start getting interested in the application of music? Like, how old was he?
He was young, but it's really hard to say. It was before the beginning of time, because when he was, you know, 6 weeks old, you know, I had him in his cradle right on top of the grand piano, and I would play for him, and, you know, I could just see how into it he would be, you know, when he was 8 weeks old or whatever. And it just, the process went on from there. When I was putting him to sleep as a baby, I would often tap out polyrhythms on his back to kind of put him, you know, to sleep. You know how you would tap a baby gently on his back to put, I would be tapping out, you know, 4 against 3 and 3 against 2, and, you know, somehow he's very rhythmically, and I have no idea whether what I was doing had any effect or has anything to do with that, but, you know, he was always sitting as a baby watching me work, because I've always had a studio set up at home of some form. I work in a lot of different studios all over the place, but I've always had some kind of a setup at home by which I could edit and maybe do some overdubs and mix and, you know, and be able to just, you know, fire up the system at home. So he's always been very close in that regard. And also, as a small child, I would bring him into the big studio downtown, where he would have the experience of actually recording in a very, very fine studio. So it started very young and has just continued from there, and his passion for it is really unabated. He continues to, as I said, every chance he gets to jump on the computer and mess around musically, he goes for it. And he plays with video too. He's very media oriented, just like most kids these days, and he really likes to create, you know, the self-made, self-generated user content experiences. He's a child of that age, and especially so because of what I do.
Amazing. Has this helped him in his academics at school by him being so, you know, close to music applications and you? Has it helped him in his academic grade point average stuff at school too?
I mean, I'm sure that it has something to do with it. He's in a really outstanding program called the Cook Center Academy, you know, they are a really amazing school that really custom tailors his needs to their program, or their program, his needs, I should say. And since they already see that he's very musically inclined, they encourage that and they bring that out and they try to make that as much a part of what he does in his experience in school. As far as music, I'm sure it's hard. That's something that's hard to gauge, but I'm sure that there is some positive effect that his music and musicality has on everything else that he's learning and that he studies. I just know that in general that is the case, and so specifically that would have to be the case with Isaac, with my son as well. It's not an easy thing to quantify, if you know what I mean, to say, well, this is his being really good right here, his reading abilities, which are very good for his age and circumstances, you know, are a direct result of his musicality, but I like to think that it has something to do with it.
Excellent. I'd like to go a little bit back to the user-generated content aspect. It's like, what kind of tools are used? What kind of tools does he use to make his videos and to put them online?
It's all Mac, you know. I mean, he sits in front of the iMac, which has the built-in video camera. He has GarageBand, he has iMovie, iVideo, all the Macintosh tools that he has in front of him, and it's just so amazingly intuitive and fluid. I mean, you know, I have better equipment on the music side. I have, you know, interfaces and keyboards and microphones and preamps and all that stuff. But my collection of video equipment around here is pretty crude. It's just the cameras on the Mac. I do have a DV camera here, which he uses from time to time. But, you know, he gets a lot done just using processing the software, the hardware that's attached to the Mac, and the stuff that he has peripherally at his disposal. It's all, you know, the basic tools that are available to everybody out there, and he just does really creative, interesting things with it.
That's just amazing that just the tools are just, as you said, there are things on professional levels that are above it, but the fact is just at a consumer level that anyone who has a Mac with a built-in camera and just all those applications you mentioned, like GarageBand and iMovie, which comes standard with it, can be used to just make something, put it on YouTube, and perhaps even get a few million hits, even though it's not necessarily
being
made. I mean, there are those people that do make videos with the intention of getting lots of hits. There's those other people, they do it just for fun, and it's not about connecting the money. It's like, I need to do this to make money. I'm doing this to have fun. I'm doing this because I always dreamed about having a show on TV. I've always dreamed of having a song on the radio. I can write a song. I can make a music video. I can make a parody video of something, and it's just the fact that
I think it's also changing the way we look at art. It's changing the way we create and the way we consume art. And I think culture will be greatly affected by this. It's already affected quite a bit, and I think that trend will continue as we continue to have easier, more accessible tools to do this kind of stuff with. So, you know, I mean, it's really kind of an interesting phenomenon, and I'm curious as to where it's going, but I think it's very exciting, you know, no matter what. And, and Isaac just, he's just doing his thing. He's just creating and having fun. And some of those things he'll put up on YouTube, and I don't think it's about, you know, trying to get tons and tons of viewers, but it's more about creative expression.
That it's just out there, and anyone can do anything. I mean, it's like Jay and I have been running this show since August, and it's just really been a matter of we can do this, and here we are, and we're just very grateful that you've joined us today to be a guest. Do you have any final thoughts on really like the relationship?
I think if I were to leave you with one thing, I would say of critical importance is encouragement. You know, we can't do anything about what our parents gave us. If we were lucky, our parents were very encouraging and, you know, really helped us creatively and musically to understand that it's about expression, it's about, really having an outlet and communicating, and to share that with your children, to go out and you know, don't pressure them into practicing 12 hours a day, but encourage them and try and get them to bring out what they can do the most creatively and artistically and as much expression as possible, because music is something that is to be cherished, and I think we're losing it a lot, especially in America, in our schools. So it becomes more up to the parents and to other parts of society to kind of encourage the performing and creative experience. And so, I would say try and pass as much of that on to your children as you can.
Excellent. Sheldon, thank you very much for joining us today. Jay, you have any last questions or any thoughts about while we still have them on here?
Yeah, I just wanted to know how far behind is the 7-year-old? The 13-year-old that got it. Where's the 7-year-old at?
Yeah, I wouldn't say. It's funny. I wouldn't say he's behind. I mean, it's kind of an interesting dynamic because, as I said, the older one has Down syndrome. The younger one is, the typical child, and he's doing really well. He's very, very smart, and he excels in a lot of other areas. He's really a good reader. He's got a great vocabulary for his age. He's really sharp, and he's a builder. He does great stuff with Lego. He just hasn't shown quite as much interest in the music as his older brother. And that may be because I haven't encouraged him as much, not yet anyway, but I will. And I think that, he may be very musically inclined, but I haven't seen that come out yet. I certainly wouldn't call him behind. I mean, he's, if you look at him in relation to other kids and their musical experiences, he's probably name or above, what you see out there. But I would like to see him do more musically and be more interested musically, and I think that's partially because I need to follow my own advice and encourage him more.
Does he do any of the other arts, like maybe artwork, or does he have sports? Or
he draws. He plays soccer. He's really into building things with Lego and blocks, and he's an avid video gamer. Both my kids are. I didn't mention that because that's just so well. If he's that age, then they of course. But they're really into it. And he's really good at it. And he has an iPod that he plays games on. He has his Xbox, the Wii, lots of different platforms all over the place.
Okay.
So,
we have a grade for you. Get a grade A because you seem to have it together with your kids. That we give a music grade on our show, and you get a grade A, so you have excelled. We give you a grade. What do you think, Ian?
Thank
grade
you. What's that?
I can concur with that.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys very much. I really appreciate
thank you.
It. And thank you for having
thank
me
you
on
so
your
much.
Show.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have an
sure.
excellent day.
You too. All right. Take care. Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent. Yep, so
yeah,
Jay.
Excellent. Yeah,
yes,
I like
it. So, Jay, it is time. It is time for what you've all been waiting for. Are you ready?
It's what is your treasure time?
No, it's not what is your treasure time just yet, what is your treasure .net, but we are about to announce the winner of the $25 iTunes gift card.
Well, that counts as a treasure.
That is definitely a treasure. It's a treasure that someone's about to win. I'm actually on the Facebook page. We have 34 fans, 34 people who are entering this contest. This is how I'm going to go. I'm going to go to random.org, which is this website I found, where you can just go randomly generate a number. And I'm going to go from 1 to 34. We are going to pick a number using this generator.
Okay.
Are you ready, Jay?
Let's pick it. All
right. I'm about to press it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Ava, you remember Ava, she was a guest on the show a few months ago. It reminds me, she has won the $25 iTunes gift card. Congratulations, Ava. We will be in touch with you to get that. But you know
the
good
thing is, Jay?
Jay, what were you going to say?
I'm just happy that Ava won. She was wonderful. She's a wonderful guest, and she deserves it. And what a gift. Boy, I wish I could play.
Excellent. Well, you know what? You can't, but it's not over yet because we've got a new contest.
What?
That's right. Yes, we've got a new contest. Like, giving away just one iTunes gift card wasn't enough. So we're going to do it again this week, but it's going to be a little different, Jay.
Ah,
This is what's gonna happen. This week we took a random Facebook fan. This week we're gonna go and take a random follower on Twitter. And I'm not sure if you guys have been. What are you saying, Jay?
No, that's great. That's a great idea.
Awesome. Well, here's the thing. I'm not sure if you guys have been, let's say at home, have been following the saga that we've had with Twitter, where the name Parents Kids Music is one character too long for the maximum amount of letters required for a name on Twitter. So we tried PK Music Show, and then I put up a question up yesterday saying, what should it be? And so we've changed it to Parent Kid Music. It's the name of our show without any S's. That is Parent Kid Music. So we're going to do a similar contest as we did this week, where we're going to invite you to follow us on Twitter, and on our show next week, which will be at the same time, Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. on the beautiful left coast of California. I'm not sure what time the show is on in Hawaii. We're going to pick a random Twitter follower, and we're going to reward them with a $25 iTunes gift card. And it's going to be beautiful because there's going to be even more music you can listen to. Are you excited?
I like it. I'm excited, and that also means you should still come to our Facebook and hook up with us there. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. And one thing we can say is the name of it is obviously facebook.com/parents. Kids Music with S's, the name of our show. And then there's also now Parent Kid Music, no S's, on Twitter, where you will get the latest information about our show, find out about all the wonderful artists that we've had on the show. You'll be able to have links to listen to past episodes, and we're going to have a lot of fun with the social media stuff. And we would like to thank all of our listeners thus far for just being a part of the show and listening to the show and caring enough to be on the show, and we thank you very much. So let me see. I'm going to check our switchboard again. Let's see if our next guest has arrived. And, Jay, the answer is yes. So let's bring him on.
All right.
Hello, you're on Parents Kids Music. This is Ian in New York, California.
This is Tyrone Triggs, and I'm calling in regards to this great show.
Tyrone, thanks for joining us.
Is Jay in the studio there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Tyrone. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, it's going great, man. It's great to have you on our show. We're just very interested and excited about you being on the show because you've been in the music business, and we want you to tell us a little about you and your daughter and the deal you had with Quest Records and Quincy Jones and Joe Jackson, a little bit of that, and tell us how your kid is, your relationship between your kid and your daughter and your father and your mother, how you became the successful producer, singer extraordinaire.
Well, I tell you, we're going to have to do that in three sections, but but to make a long story short, you know, I was always surrounded by music by my parents. My father and mother didn't play an instrument per se, but they had a wide genre of different type of music that they played in the household, from Henry Mancini to Nat Cole, King Cole, to the Motown sound, and of course James Brown. So, and my sister, my older sister, you know, she loved the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. So, and then I had an aunt that loved Conway Twitty. So, you know, it was a big cornucopia of different styles of music that played in my household. So I guess that's where I kind of got it from.
Wow. So when you were younger, did you guys like fight over the radio station at home, or who's going to listen to Conway Twitty, or who's going to listen to?
Well, that only happened when my aunt spent the night on the weekends, when my parents would, you know, sometimes take trips. My aunt would spend the night, and we would definitely go back and forth over the radio. Other than that, me and my sister and my brother Larry, we were pretty open-minded in terms of the radio stations. But at that time, too, you had 1310 KDIA. That was kind of like the main station. And in between there, we would flip through other stations because, again, my father enjoyed the likes of Henry Mancini. So, you know, we would listen to that, too. So we listened to a lot of different genres of music in my household with my parents. And I guess that's the reason why I'm so open-minded now when it comes to music.
So tell us a little bit, how did you get discovered by Quincy Jones and Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's father? How did that happen? Could you, you know, give us a quick scenario on that?
Okay.
Since, you know,
To kind of fast forward things a little bit, I was in a group called Radiant. And we were, you know, our whole thing, we were in search of a record deal. That was our whole thing. You know, that was our whole drive, our whole goal.
You guys were kids then, right?
Pardon?
I'm sorry. You guys were kids then, right? You guys were very young.
Well, you know, Radiant, you know, it started actually long before I had gotten there, and they were just, like, you know, in high school. So most of those cats that I played with, you know, they started in high school. I came along a little bit later after that, but Radiance actually formed, you know, it was a high school unit. So as time went on, we rehearsed and we got better and improved the show. And Jay also had a band named the Together Band that Radiance would frequent in terms of checking out the show. And, you know, we got a lot from Together Band. I have to put it out there, Jay. A lot of the showmanship in terms of the sound, how important the mix is, and just a bunch of the theatrics and the harmonies and stuff like that. And, you know, Radiance was really looking at Together Band, man. And, you know, so I just wanted to put that in there. So as time went on, we were in search of a record deal. And so we had made a few trips back and forth down to L.A., and we went to one particular BRE in Los Angeles, and Joe Jackson was there. And Joe Jackson asked the guys if, not only if they could sing and play instruments, but could they dance? And so, you know, the guys had to line up and hit some choreography. It was very important to Joe Jackson to know if you guys could dance. If you can dance, you can sing, you got harmony, you got a great look, you got a good chance of landing a record deal. And lo and behold, it was like two or three offices down from where Quincy Jones was. Quincy had got the information that we were there. He peeked his head in the room. He dug what we were doing, and he actually wrote us a letter of intent to produce our album. But he said one small problem, because Michael Jackson, Patty Austin, James Ingram were the forefront artists at that time, so it would be a while before he would get to us. So a gentleman by the name of Pablo Davis was really digging what we were doing, and he says, well, it seems as though, you know, it's going to be a while that you guys hear from Quincy Jones. And we had not heard from Quincy. You know, he hadn't returned our calls for whatever reason. I don't hold it against him. but he hadn't returned our calls. So Pablo Davis stepped in, and he landed us a deal with Quest / Warner Brothers Records. Initially, we were supposed to be on Solar Records with Midnight Star, The Deal, Lakeside, and a few others. That was my whole goal, was to get on Solar. But Dick Griffey stated that, hey, Pablo, I have too many artists from your stable. I can't take any more. So he didn't take us. So we found a home over at Quest Records. And that's, in a nutshell, that's basically how we landed that deal with Quest / Warner Brothers Records. And I'm still waiting on a call from Quincy Jones.
Well, I want to ask you guys seem to be very successful doing that. And I know you have a daughter, and I know you work with her. And I'd like to hear some of the relationships between you and your kid. How are you doing and what she's doing? Could you tell us a little bit more about what's going on between you and your daughter a little bit?
Yes. Well, her name is Brittany. She was an amazing kid when she was first born. And this is a true story. I took her in the studio when she was about, oh, my God. Oh, I'm guessing maybe four or five months old. And we had, like, this cradle seat that her mother and I had purchased where I could sit her down in the studio. And I remember, and this blew my mind, Jay, I remember she kept great time by either tapping her foot or rocking in the cradle.
Wow.
Impeccable time. Impeccable timing. So that kind of blew me away, and I said to myself, well, she's probably going to be interested in music. So as she grew older, she did, you know, the talent shows, and she showed that she wanted to do the music thing. But I also stressed to her the importance of, you know, education at the same time. So I told her, to make a long story short, I told her today that once she finishes her college degree, that we'll go ahead and we'll finish that album that she wants to do. So in the meantime, in the between time, we're doing a little session work stuff together, and but we have to also concentrate on, you know, that college degree at the same time. So it's kind of like her nursing degree is her major, and her music degree right now is her minor. So, it works out well. It works out really well.
Well, she's got to be proud to have such a legendary father. You know, you're a legend in the Bay Area. Everybody loves you out here, and we just know how talented you are. So she must – I wonder if she knows – that you're a legend and all the stuff you've done. She must be proud to have such a legendary father, you know. And
yeah.
I mean,
well, thank you, Jay. You know, sometimes she looks at the old videos and she says, well, Dad, you know, that's old. Well, Dad, you know, they don't do it like that anymore. But every so often, I'll catch her doing one of the dance steps. So I'm like, aha. Aha.
What's your suggestion for the parents and the mothers and fathers out there to how to raise their kids in a music environment and also make sure education is put first? How would we go about doing what Tyrone has done with his daughter to make sure that happens, that they get a good education and music is kept in the forefront also? Could you give us a suggestion to help us out or help our audience out?
Well, there was a saying when I was young that says all that glitter isn't gold. So, you know, particularly today, the music business is so fickle. I mean, back in the day, they would sign you 5 to 7 years. Today, they sign you 1 to 2 years, with a record deal, and you may not millionate to be able to take care of yourself down the line. So today, you know, I just stress the importance of education and also the importance of the arts, too, because it's a beautiful thing to just keep the arts alive. You know, the singing and young folk playing instruments, all these things are just so important to the arts, because if we don't learn instruments and if we don't learn singing and proper ways of entertainment, then that art just dies. And so it's just as important to learn the violin as it is the drums. So I stress, you know, that, you know, the younger generation really just take time to learn to play an instrument, particularly the piano, because it seems to me that everything is centered around the piano. So that lets me know that that's an important instrument. Take, for an example, Alicia Keys and various other artists today. Everything is centered around the piano. So
I mean, in fact, her last name is Keys.
Keys, yes. Alicia Keys, yes. Did I say Keys?
No, I'm saying she plays the piano. Her last name is Keys.
Yes, that's correct. Did I say Keys the first time, or did I say something else?
Yes, you did. I was making a pun of the fact
okay.
we were talking about piano
okay.
my and keys of the piano.
Yes, I got you. Okay, yes. So, you know, it's very important. I think, you know, being able to stress art is you know, music is an emotion. So it's art and it's emotion and it's expression all at the same time. And I think it's very important for those who are interested in the arts to be able to express themselves, particularly the children today. It's so important. And I do understand a lot of the music programs are no longer in a lot of the schools, but I employ the parents to make sure that, you know, that your child gets a little bit of the art. It's just so important. I mean, actually, it gives them a better way of thinking in school. Like with my daughter, she's more broad-minded and open-minded when it comes to thinking in school, and I'm going to say that's because of her music class, because she's able to release that art form. She also does that with her regular classes. So it goes hand in hand. You know, that art and education is so important for young people today. I can't stress it enough. They go hand in hand. So to the parents, you know, if you see that, you know, you have a young one that, you know, wants to, you know, bend towards the arts, I think that's okay. But to also explain to them that, you know, you may not want to put all your eggs in one basket. You might want to twofold your career here. Make sure you got a good college background, because they do that in a lot of the sports, you know, like football and basketball. A lot of those guys at Cal Berkeley, you know, they'll finish up their degrees first before they go professionally all the way into football, because if you get an injury, it's over with. So, you know, yeah, it's a twofold thing. I stress both the arts and education. They go hand in hand.
Excellent. And any final thoughts about really just like the relationships and the role that parents have in introducing their children to music and to the point, and not even just about choices about music, but about making positive choices in their life and what they want to do. And it's like, as you mentioned, about the importance of education.
Yes. I expose my daughter, again, to different genres. You know, I know that rap, hip-hop, a.k.a. gangster rap, is somewhat the prominent sound today in some circles. But it's important to make sure that you expose your children to different genres of music. And that's what I deal with my daughter. So she not only knows about her generation of music and the Lil Wayne's and the this and the that and the other, but she knows about the Motown sound. She did a play, Dream Girl. She knows about just different aspects of music. And you know, it's really stifling a child's growth and development to just eat one type of cereal when there's so many different brands that are good. So it's very important to share different brands of musical cereal with your children.
Yeah,
quick question for you, Tyrone, Terry. Real quickly, because our show's wrapping up here, I wanted to know your intake on Chris Brown throwing the window onto Today Show, throwing the chair out the window, breaking the glass, having a temper tantrum on air there. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Well, he's young. He's a young guy. I often think about the things that I did when I was young because I didn't have the wisdom and understanding that I have today. So he's a young guy. He's going to go through some things just like Bobby Brown and this person and that person and this person. But when you have certain people in your circle that can kind of, you know, put a lid on that type of behavior, I think that that's important. Like, take for instance, I'm going to use myself as an example. If I were there, Chris Brown wouldn't have did that because
okay.
that would be a no-no. Nice. So you would either not do it or you would fire me today, Mr. Brown. But that is not acceptable. You're in the music business. People are going to take pot shots at you. You're going to have to learn how to handle yourself if you're going to be in it. All of it is not going to be positive. You're going to get positive feedback. You're going to get negative feedback. And you have to learn how to handle that. And I'm telling all the young artists, you know, in the business, you know, you have to learn how to handle that. And then again, you know, you got to have the right people in your camp, too.
Right.
I would not let that behavior go down if I was in his camp. That's a no-no, man. And, Jay, I learned from you, Jay, back in the day. This is what I learned from you. Jay Logan would never take a picture with a drink in his hand.
That's right.
Just out of respect. And you explained that to me. You said, Tyrone, that's a no-no, man. You got to keep your image 100%. You do not
right.
want these pictures going all the way around the world with you holding a drink in your hand. So I never took a picture with a drink in my hand. It's just, you know, proper information, proper protocol, and knowing what to do.
Right.
Completely understandable, just like how there are certain people who refuse to publish their names of their children on the internet. They'll mention that they have a baby. They might even have pictures
right.
of their baby or their kids, but they won't actually connect the picture with the person's name, so someone doesn't do some research and being, oh, that's person there. Yes, I actually know the name of this minor who's on here without consent. And so a
right.
level of protection. All right, Tyrone, on that note, we are running out of time. We thank you very
okay.
much for joining us today.
And thank you. I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you very
excellent.
Much, Tyrone Station Radiance. Yes, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay.
Have an
okay.
excellent day.
You too.
All right. Bye. All right, Jay, what is your treasure.net?
My treasure.net that I am so happy for Ava for getting that gift card, and we got more gift cards to come on Twitter. That's my treasure giving. Giving is my treasure. Yeah, that's a wonderful
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she buys with her iTunes gift card, whether it's
yeah.
music or movies or iPhone apps. And my treasure is Twitter, and that we came up with a name on Twitter. Maybe you'll be my treasure if we can get in contact with Twitter so we can get an exception, and actually have our name be parents' kids' music. But until then, you can go follow us on Twitter at parentkidmusic.
One.
Yeah. Parent, kid, music.
One parent, one kid, and one music. I like that. That's understandable.
Yeah. Well, music is still music, no matter what it is. So everyone, please follow Parents, Kids, Music on Twitter next week, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. on the West Coast on this beautiful day of the final day of March, March 31st, 2011. We will see you then. Thank you, Jay. Have an excellent week, everyone. And what is your treasure?